Let's go.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to
Spill the Milk.
The Milk. I am Morgan.
I'm Hannah.
And we are very happy to be here today to spill some more milk for you guys. So today's topic is going to be JonBenet Ramsey, which is a very popular case, right, Hannah?
Yeah, I would say this is one of the more popular true crime cases. Growing up, I really was not super interested in true crime, but even, I mean, granted, this was before we were, both of us, either of us were born, but I feel like everyone knows this one.
I was actually born in the year it happened, but I would have never remembered
okay.
this.
Let's be okay.
I was like 5 months old. Anyways, yeah. So I'm going to just go ahead and get into it. And we'll go from there. So on August 6th, 1990, JonBenet Patricia Ramsey was born, and she was actually named after her father. I found this a little interesting. So his first name's John, his middle name's Bennett. So they twisted it and said, hey, let's name her after her father. And they combined his first and middle name, John Bennett, to JonBenet, which is French sounding, and it sounds so fancy, which I thought was so cute and very interesting that that's how they came up with that. So
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to sound like an idiot. I thought Benet was her last name.
No, you didn't. No,
yeah,
you didn't.
I did. Whoopsies.
Well, now you learn. See, this is why we do this with live reaction.
I mean, I guess I've never seen it like written down. I guess I have, but like, I didn't think anything of it. I thought that was her last name, not her middle name.
No, so it's JonBenet Patricia Ramsey is her full name.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, so she, her parents are going to be John and Patsy Ramsey. And we'll talk a lot about them as we go. But
yeah.
So those are going to be her parents. And she has a brother through blood between the two of them. And his name is Burke Ramsey. And then she has a couple half-siblings because her father had a couple kids with another woman, but they don't really talk much about them in any research you'll do on JonBenet. So that's just more of kind of a like, and there they are. So a little bit about JonBenet, or not JonBenet, I'm sorry, John Ramsey. He actually was a millionaire at the time that JonBenet passed away. So he was a big head honcho in a company he was working for, making lots and lots of money. Therefore, they lived in a very privileged part of Colorado, where it was clear they made good money and they had a lot of respect for their name in the community. Along with that, so John married Patsy a little later, and they became obviously John and Patsy Ramsey. So Patsy Ramsey was a stay-at-home mom. She has a very similar past to JonBenet, and I think that's why she pressured JonBenet the way she did. So Patsy actually grew up with obviously her mother being very pressuring towards her, because Patsy actually did pageants as well, just like JonBenet, and we'll get into that. But Patsy was very pressured into doing pageants. It was a forceful thing. It didn't matter what Patsy thought. Patsy was doing pageants, and she got so good at them, being forced into them, that she was even crowned Miss West Virginia. So that's out of a whole state. She is obviously Miss West Virginia. So there's actually a video of Patsy's mother.
So her mom started this at like a very young age too.
Absolutely. Patsy's mother was very forceful to Patsy, saying, no, you will do pageants. This is you. This is what we do.
I never understood people that like push their kid. Like, I mean, I get pushing your kids to like try different things and do different things, but I never really fully understood the pageant thing. It just seems odd to me.
Well, here's the thing. So there's an interview that they interviewed Patsy's mother after JonBenet went missing. And they said, hey, so what do you think about this? Like, what if you know, Patsy woke up and said, I don't want to do this anymore. And her mother literally said, that's not an option. She will do it. So Patsy grew up saying, you know, being told by her mother, that's not an option. You will do it. So the same sense was with Patsy but and JonBenet.
I don't understand people that are like, that grow up like that, hating something. You do it your whole life because you're forced to do it. Why would you turn around and tell your kid, you have to do this? This is what I did growing up. If you hated it, why would you make your kids do it?
I think a big part of it was her mother was still around and still expected that out of Patsy. Therefore, out of JonBenet.
First of all, fuck you, Grandma. Second of all, if I didn't like it, I don't want my kid to have to do that. Like, if they want to, sure as shit, go for it.
Here's the biggest part of it. It is said that Patsy never fulfilled what she wanted to and portrayed that onto JonBenet. There is a story where somebody said, hey, JonBenet, look at all your trophies. They had a whole case for JonBenet and how great she was in pageantry. Her trophies were there. And JonBenet was like, those aren't my trophies. Those are mommy's trophies.
Ah, gross.
Yeah. So it's not, I think, for Patsy, a you need to do it because it's for you. It's you need to do it because it's for me.
Yeah. Which look is at what I passed on. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Patsy, yeah, she was Miss West Virginia, but to her mother, she wasn't Miss USA, you know? So it's like,
yeah, or Miss Universe or whatever.
Right. So with that, Patsy expected a lot out of JonBenet. She would dye her hair. She would get perms. Obviously, if you've seen
six.
Yes. So get that. You're 6 years old. You're getting perms and you're dyeing your hair. That is such fragile hair.
I barely knew what freaking nail polish was. And you're telling, I don't get it.
I just learned recently that a perm and hair dye are very dangerous together.
Oh,
they
perms alone. Perms alone are like, I mean, I know lots of people that get perms, whatever, but like, it's just chemicals. I know a girl that like, it burned her hair off. Yeah. It'll burn your hair off if they don't put it on right.
So not only that, but the dye is already such chemical heavy alone with bleach that when you add it to a perm, it will burn your skull. It will ruin your hair. It will burn your skull. So imagine this.
Good. Give that to your six-year-old.
Yeah. This cute little girl experiencing that. Not only that, but if you watch a lot of her videos in the pageantry life, they literally taught her to dance. I struggle
provocatively.
With this word. Yes. Like,
yeah, that's my,
like, she's some Vegas showgirl. She was literally raised to be, you know, a toy almost for Patsy.
She's an object.
Absolutely. And especially after saying those are mommy's trophies, it's not for JonBenet, you know, it's for Patsy.
Yeah.
So that's a little background. Obviously, I think the whole pageantry thing is a huge part of it. And I think that's what brought a lot of light to this case is JonBenet is a beautiful little girl and it's really sad what happened to her. So
it is. And she doesn't look like a little girl.
No.
So I think that's the more sad thing about it. Obviously it's terrible. She's 6 years old, but like, people don't look at her as a six-year-old.
No, and they think dangerous. Of
her. Yeah, like they're looking at her as like a young adult almost. Like she, like looking at pictures of her, she does not look six. She looks like she's. I haven't seen a picture of her in like quite a while, but from it's what dangerous. I remember, it's like doesn't she look like she's in her teens, like absolutely. Early teens?
It's dangerous, and it's. I mean, show that to a sex offender.
Yeah, it's
dangerous. It's not okay to have that be what your child stands for, but topic for later. You know, each to their own, right?
To each their own.
Anyway, so I'm gonna get into what happened. So on the morning of December 26th, literally day after Christmas, 1996. I'd like to say I was about 4 months old at that point. 4 months and 3 days. Wait, no, 7 months and 3 days. What math was I doing? I don't know. Anyways, I was 7 months and 3 days. Not the point.
Are you the crackhead this week?
I'm the crackhead this week. I think anyone who's talking is the crackhead of the week.
But oh, no. I thought you meant we were both crackheads. I was like, whoa, I'm doing okay.
No, it's whoever's talking. But on the morning of December 26, 1996, at, I have the exact address, 755 15th Street at Boulder, Colorado, John and Patsy Ramsey woke up early because they were preparing for a trip. They were planning on taking some trip. I mean, it was around Christmas, so they're most likely visiting family. When that happened, Patsy noticed there was a ransom letter or note, whatever you'd like to consider it, on the stairs. So obviously whoever left it there wanted them to walk down the stairs, notice the letter. Well, this letter not only demanded $118,000, but they also warned the Ramseys not to call the police. And if they did all that and they worked with them, they would let JonBenet return safely. Well, at that point, they went up to JonBenet's room, noticed she wasn't in her bed. And that's when the panic set in for both of them. Okay.
So, this is...
And what, I'll, almost... if you're... Oh, go ahead. I just want to say I'm going to get into the deets later. So
I was going to say this is like 25 years ago. So 118,000 is probably a shit ton more than that now.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. And we'll get into that dollar amount in a little bit. But either way, Patsy immediately called police. She was like, I'm not dealing with that. I don't care what that ransom letter says. Right. This is my daughter. And not only that, but she called a lot of friends and family. Why? I'm sure it was a panic. I'm not sure, but.
Well, I'm sure she was thinking, has anyone seen her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 years old, though. Where's she going to go? Maybe. I don't know. But I'm just saying.
Well, also, it might not have been, oh, she ran away. Like, she wouldn't have known what a ransom letter was. It was her mom's thought was probably, did someone see her drive by? Did someone see her walk out of the house? Like,
yeah, true. So she ended up calling friends and family, and police did end up showing up around 5:55 a.m., which is pretty early. So I give them credit for that.
When was the original call?
I don't have that time. I wish I did. I was going to look for it, didn't. So I apologize, but I thought that was really early to like go on a trip. You're probably waking up around 5, right?
Yeah.
One thing the police noted when they got there, there was no signs of forced entry. However, they noticed that, but police made so many mistakes. And I only list about 3. But they're big enough mistakes that it's going to ruin the whole investigation. So they get there, and these are some of the mistakes that they made during that time period that they were looking for JonBenet. So they only cornered off and like taped off JonBenet's room, nothing else. So the friends and family that came, that they called, walked all over the place. The police didn't corner it off, so they were like, I'm going to go wherever I want.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You're looking for this little girl, and if she's in the house and only one section is cornered off, yeah, I'm going to go look. Not only that, it's Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. Boulder police shared the evidence they found with the Ramseys, the mother and father.
Shut up.
So even if, which they didn't interview them yet at this time, but even if they did and that parent happened to bring up some evidence, it wouldn't matter because the police already talked to them about it. So they can't say, how did you know that? You know that because we told you, you know?
Yeah, that seems like a shitty, like a big whoopsies.
Well, and I think the biggest part is the Ramseys had such a high profile name in that area. He was a millionaire, you know, he was powerful. And maybe that's why, I don't know, but get this. The Boulder police also delayed the formal interview of the parents, the family, even Burke, the son. They gave them tons of time to think things through or make excuses or leave for error.
Yeah, they were probably all standing together, getting their stories straight.
Absolutely. So these are a bunch of mistakes where it's like, if the family had something to do with it at this point.
You just gave them every possible opportunity to clear that shit up.
Yes, they don't have a leg to stand on. So those are a couple of mistakes. We'll get to one more right now. So around 1 p.m. I know I'm like, right now. So around 1 p.m. The suspense
is killing me.
I know. 7 hours later. So 1 p.m., 7 hours later, the detectives were like, hey, John Ramsey and like whatever friend you have right there, I'm going to need you guys to search the house. You guys know it, right? They let them search the house.
Why would you do that?
Yes. And when they did this, they went right to the basement. And it said that John Ramsey said, let's check out the basement. Well, when they went down there, they ended up finding JonBenet's body. The worst part of this is John ended up picking up JonBenet's body and brought it up the stairs. Again, this destroys a lot of evidence. She's not in her resting place at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He's touched everything around her, including her skin. The DNA evidence is going to be hard to get off of this now. And she's moved from where she was.
Yeah, so no one knows where the hell she started.
Right. Like, so that's
also, why would that be your initial reaction?
Well,
I mean, granted, it's been 7 hours, but why did someone else not say 7 hours ago, we need to clear everything out here? We need to check all the rooms before we're letting anyone walk in here.
Absolutely. So John ended up bringing her up and he's like bawling. And I get that. Like, whether he had something to do with it or not, that's your daughter. You're upset. And he was upset and he cried and cried.
I feel like almost if, correct me if I'm heartless, but if you had something to do with it, how dare you pretend to feel bad about it then?
Yeah. And we'll get into the theories. I promise we will. John brings her up and there it is. Now they have the time to do the autopsy. So they do the autopsy and what they found was JonBenet had died from asphyxiation, mm-hmm. which was due to strangulation, which usually is the case. But not only that, she had a skull fracture, which just breaks my little heart, or my big heart, I guess, compared to hers, but it breaks my heart. That someone hit her in the head and then strangled her. Not only that, but her mouth was covered in duct tape and her wrists and neck were wrapped with a cord. And unfortunately, her waist, like her body almost, but mostly her waist, was covered when they found her with her white blankie. So her blankie that she took to bed.
Hmm.
So sad. I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah, at that point, you're still playing with dolls and stuffed animals, and you're learning how to spell and add and, like, all those little things. Like,
yeah. It's so true. I mean, it's so true. And also in that autopsy, they found that she had pineapple in her stomach, which I'll get to a little later, too. But that's important. It's not digested, so they can
pinpoint when it happened.
Yes, they can say, well, she had to have been alive so-and-so, right? So they conducted a rape test on her because, like we kind of said, I mean, it's
she's dangerous. A sexualized six-year-old, yep.
She is. It's dangerous. So, I mean, either way, that's what they conducted. And unfortunately, they had no conclusive evidence that a rape happened because there was no semen. And just so coincidentally, her vaginal area was wiped clean. It was cleaned. Although they absolutely believe she was raped. They do believe that that happened. Which.
What the fuck?
I have my personal feelings. I do think they sexualized her. And that's.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It is what it is. It doesn't justify what someone did. What I will say, it doesn't justify that that's acceptable behavior.
Oh, God, no.
But
even if she was a full-grown adult.
Right. It's just sad. And I hope I don't come off that way, but it just makes me sad and wonder if she wasn't in pageants, if this would have happened. And I don't know, but anyways.
I mean, it's a valid question.
It's a very, so like, that's what makes me wonder, but here we are, right? Well, what was used to strangle her was actually found. All items were located in the basement to make her strangulation happen. So they found part of a cord. I'm not sure what the cord was. I didn't see that in the articles I read, but it was a cord, and there was a part of a paintbrush that was used also. I don't know if it was to make sure the cord was tied up good, but all those items were found right in the basement. So whoever killed her literally took whatever was in the basement and just used it.
And just left it sit there.
Yep. Absolutely. So with that, we know the background of her murder. I'm going to get into some theories. So, whoa, I took like a deep breath there. I was like, sorry. But anyways, the first one I'm going to touch is...
I have a question though.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you... Like, I just don't get the logic behind whoever would have done it. They obviously did not care too much about trying to cover anything up.
Exactly.
They left her. They left the weapon. They left everything.
And I'll get, I think I'll touch base on that and where the theories fill those cracks. So my first one I'm going to touch on is John and Patsy. Mm-hmm. So the parents, obviously. So yeah. Initially.
Initially.
Okay.
Initially.
They felt that the ransom note,
ransom.
Help me. No.
Just give me your notes. I'll read it for you.
Yeah, please do. Anyways, so they thought the ransom note was staged because it was a really long note. And not only that, but it was written in a pen and a piece of paper that came from the Ramsey's house. So it's not like they came in with this note, set it down, grabbed her. They took the time to write it there. And not only that, but it demanded the exact amount of money. So that $118,000,
mm-hmm,
that John Ramsey received as his bonus that year. Little fishy. Who? It's a random amount of money for me to begin with,
mm-hmm,
but for it to match his bonus, weird.
First of all, that's a big fucking bonus.
Yes, I would agree. It's like, I wanna work where he works, and that was in 1996. So I still wanna work there because now it's probably like $250,000. Anyways, he was a bigwig there, so it makes sense.
Still, so, too much damn money.
Yep. Especially, yeah. So I'm going to continue off of that, but the Ramseys stated they didn't even want to call the police because they felt the police would conduct a full investigation. And get this, they thought they would target them as suspects. Well, yeah.
The exact opposite. They kind of just handed them a free pass.
Which, honestly, in any investigation, the people closest to you are going to be suspects. So I don't know. Like, to me, that was a stupid thing. Yeah.
Oh, that was the dumbest thing they could have did. Especially because so many of the theories say it's someone in that house.
Oh, I agree. So with that, they did question them. And not only that, but they made them submit handwriting samples. And John and Burke were cleared, but Patsy was not from her handwriting sample. And they were comparing this to the ransom note. Analysis shows that the note was probably written by a woman, which they believed to be Patsy because they were very similar. There was a lot of similarities, mm-hmm, to how Patsy wrote and the ransom note. So some people are claiming that Patsy is actually the one that snapped, and she snapped on JonBenet because JonBenet at that age still was peeing the bed, and she physically was punishing her for that because she was sick of it. And when that happened, she accidentally killed her. Unfortunately, the analysis of her handwriting couldn't go any further because they had no other evidence, and it just kind of dropped. So
don't they say that if you're peeing the bed, that that's like
abuse?
Yeah, that's like a form of abuse, but isn't it also like
a sign? I thought it was a sign.
It was
abuse.
Like, yeah, it's like a sign of like trauma or like sexual abuse.
Yes. So not that, that's just a theory. It's, I don't know if it's concrete. But that's what they're saying. Like, Patsy was sick of it. Patsy expected more out of JonBenet. So she started physically punishing her. And
I feel like that's a stretch to, like, legit choke your fucking daughter out and then hope that she doesn't die.
Agreed. So this theory mostly came from, like, strange behaviors out of the parents after their daughter went missing, aka was killed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They acted very strange in interviews. Their answers were weird. Not only that, but there was a lack of footprints surrounding the house. I mean, Boulder, Colorado.
In December, winter. There's snow, yeah.
And they really didn't have many footprints to go off of. So they were like, yeah, it might be you guys. One thing I will say is they say that Patsy reacted the way she was because they did put her on heavier medication at that time because she was suffering from the loss of her daughter. There was a lot of stress in her life.
So she
was medicated for that.
But don't they normally put you on like antidepressants so you kind of like become almost numb?
Yeah.
Rather than have more emotion?
So if you watch Patsy, it's she's emotional, but she's like almost delusional in some of those. Like, it's weird. It's very weird. So I definitely recommend, if you haven't watched it, watch a couple of interviews because they do act a little strange.
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
But yeah, where that ends up in 2008, both John and Patsy were officially declared. They were officially cleared of any involvement of the murder through DNA evidence. And I will get into
when
that.
When was this? January?
I'm sorry. In 2018, I don't have an exact date, but...
Oh, Jesus. This is 20 years later.
Yeah. So they were cleared through DNA evidence, and I'll get through that DNA evidence portion of it. It's weird. I will say it's weird.
I thought you were going to say it was like 3 weeks later, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to stick a pin in this one.
They were never declared suspects, but they kept a sharp eye on them. But they did end up clearing them. So,
well, they already did what they had to do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're watching now.
Agreed. I mean, they already messed up the whole crime scene. So at that point,
yeah,
what are you going off of? Which the DNA evidence is great. And I hope it gets us somewhere. But the next theory I want to touch on is going to be her brother, Burke. So some believe that he had something to do with the murder. At the time, he would have been 9. And it's believed he became angry with JonBenet and threw a flashlight at her head, which would explain the fracture in her skull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was noted a flashlight in the kitchen when they were doing their investigation. Not only that, but both the kids were eating pineapple before they went to bed, which they have found Burke's fingerprints on the bowl of pineapple, like that the bowl of the pineapple was in. So they know Burke was with JonBenet and that pineapple. They know there's a fracture to JonBenet's head, and they know there's a flashlight. So what they think happened, they got mad, hit her, she passed out. And at that point, the parents are trying to cover up the kid, or they're trying to cover it up with a kidnapping because they want to save their face. This is a well white collared family that wants nothing to do with suspicion on them. So this theory, they're covering it up.
I don't know how I feel about this one. Honestly, yeah. Like a 9-year-old.
It's funny because I actually feel strongly about this one. Only because I don't know.
I think it being an accident would make sense, but like, I don't know that a 9-year-old could throw something that hard to kill her.
Compared to a 6-year-old, and it's a hard flashlight. It's a metal flashlight, you know? Like,
I guess. I guess I'm thinking one of those chintzy little plastic ones that would...
No, it was a hard metal one.
Okay.
So John and Patsy actually maintained that Burke was in his room the whole night asleep. I really think that's weird. Why is his fingerprints on the bowl of pineapple?
Well, I mean,
when they're saying he was asleep in his room the whole time. That's weird to me.
I mean, they could have ate before that, though.
And it is sad they did it before bed, but I also read that, like, they claimed, no, he was in his room. So it's like, I don't know if they changed their stories or it's just mixed stories, but there is no physical evidence found that, you know, that Burke did it. It's just a theory at this point.
Yeah.
So I have a couple more. Actually, I feel like I really dug deep in this, so I apologize. But an intruder is going to be the next one. And there's actually a lot more evidence supporting that an intruder did it. So there was a boot print found next to JonBenet's body in the basement. I don't really understand how that happened. I assume the boot print, I guess I don't know if their basement was finished or not. So if it was a hard floor, how is there a boot print? If it's carpet, I also don't understand, but either way, there was a boot print and it was confirmed to not match anyone in the household.
Hmm.
Yeah, not only that, but there was also a broken window in the basement, which I find so ironic because I've read there's no evidence of forced entry, but yet there's a broken window.
Yeah, that kind of contradicts itself.
Agreed. So
were there footprints outside, like leading to the window?
Yeah, so they did find minimal footprints. I will say that, but there is footprints by the window.
So this guy just skipped to the window or what?
I don't know. That's the thing. So this is the part that, so the window's the point of entry. This is the part that really shook me, that I thought maybe it was an intruder. There was blood found on JonBenet's underwear. That was an unknown male, So it's not JonBenet's blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the DNA they're using right now to try to find the killer. So when I said, I'll get to the DNA later, that's what I'm kind of talking about, is they took that blood and they're using it as DNA. I guess I'll just spoil it now. And I already kind of did. It doesn't match anyone in the household. It doesn't match John. It doesn't match Patsy. It doesn't match Burke. With that, I can see it probably being an intruder at this point. I used to think different. I really used to think different, but how the hell is that blood there? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either.
Right. So not only that, but their house was mostly carpet. So I know I said, like, I don't know how I got in the basement. I don't know the basement setup. But what I will say is from JonBenet's room to the basement was mostly carpet. Therefore, it's very much possible that he could have easily walked down and brought her there. You know, who's gonna hear that it's carpet?
Mm-hmm.
So the most famous suspect is John Carr. He was arrested actually in 2006 because he confessed to killing JonBenet, but he was like, oh, it was an accident. And I broke into the house, it was an accident, not a big deal, right? Weird.
Yeah, but he's... Ugh.
Yeah, okay, you get where I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, he stated that he drugged her and sexually assaulted her. And then it turned into an accident where he didn't mean to kill her. So what he did is he staged it to look like it happened within inside the house. don't know how that would happen because, again, it's Colorado in winter. Where are the footprints?
Yeah.
But that's what he said.
Also, if you're not actually the killer, why the fuck would you bring that up and confess to that?
Yeah, I mixed signals for sure. He also later stated, well, I was in the house, but I didn't kill her. I was there when she died, but I didn't kill her.
So what? There's more than one person then?
Exactly. That's what he claimed later. So very weird, very strange. This guy has multiple sexual assault charges against him.
So we don't put it past him is what we're saying.
I would say that. And I would say, I don't know, like, I've read in places that some criminals just do this for the attention. Don't know if that's what his goal was, but get this. He was dismissed because there were no drugs found in JonBenet's body, for one. The police couldn't say he was even in Boulder at the time. Not only that, but his DNA didn't match the blood.
Shit.
So what the fuck? You are wasting so much time that could have been spent on finding her killer. Mm-hmm.
And the money.
Think about that. The time and money. The money that could have been spent on finding her.
The policemen and women that were interviewing him and looking into all of his evidence and his claims. Like,
yeah. And unfortunately, he's the biggest outside suspect at this point. They mm-hmm. really, they have a couple random ones, but it doesn't flesh out. And unfortunately, he does the most, which is crappy because his DNA doesn't even match.
Yeah.
So now it not only doesn't match whoever's in the household, now it doesn't match this guy. So you're back at square one.
Yeah.
So this one is a random. My next thing is very random, and I wish I had more, but unfortunately I ran into a roadblock. But in 2014, a YouTube video was released claiming that JonBenet Ramsey was actually Katy Perry. And I think this is the craziest thing, but I also kind of love it. So basically what people are saying, yeah, the parents staged the murder and raised her to become Katy Perry.
Okay, but what happens to this dead body then?
Exactly. So I don't get it. I don't get it. It sounds stupid, and that's why I laugh, but that's what they say.
I mean, there's similarities. They look alike.
Oh, yes, they do. And not only that, but so I'll tell you how I ran into a roadblock, but they say that her lyrics match up with the possibility and that Katy Perry references it. And not only that, they look so similar. They have the same eyebrows. And I actually saw, it was a YouTube video. I was just putzing around on it, where they actually like took Katy Perry's eye and put it over a young picture of JonBenet. And it lines up. I will tell you right now, anything you drag from Katy Perry to JonBenet lines up, and it's weird. I sat there and watched the video and was like, what the heck? Like, clearly there's an age difference, but it still seemed to
line up. I was going to say, is Katy Perry really that young? I thought she was older than that.
I actually don't know when Katy Perry was born, but I can figure it out.
Up real quick.
Yeah, do that. But so I was so curious about this YouTube video. So I'm Googling, I'm looking, right? They made it unavailable. It's not available anymore. So I couldn't even tell you.
The YouTube video?
Yeah, the original person who claimed it, the video is gone. Weird. Hmm. I thought that was weird. Why would that be erased? I don't know, unless the Ramseys were like, the hell? Well,
she was born October 25th of 84.
Okay, so she's 6 years older than JonBenet. I mean, she looks young, so I'll give her that, but
she's got money. Everyone with money looks young.
Hello, Jennifer Aniston.
No kidding. hasn't literally aged backwards over the past 30 years.
Yeah, frustrating for all of us women. But yes, that is
we're not even 30, Morgan.
I know, but still, I think about it all the time.
I will forever look 12, I think, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jealous, so. I just, like, I do so much to, like, take care of my skin, and I think me and you have probably talked about that, but I'm, like, obsessed with it. I'm obsessed. I get a facial every month. Like, I'm obsessed. Dude, is it thundering over by you?
No, it's, or was like that me? Rain, though. Probably by you. I can
wow,
hear, like,
I hear
rain.
It echo. So sorry, everyone, if you heard it echo off my mic, but kind of excited. I love thunderstorms.
I'm not. I hate this. I'm, like,
love it.
Freaking out right now.
Love it.
I don't know if you can tell. I am, like, freaking out right now.
Love it.
Don't like storms.
So to continue, in 2010, the case was officially, so they closed it. So in 2010, they reopened it. I didn't get the date when they closed it, but they did end up reopening it because, excuse me, but because they're using that DNA found on her underwear, the blood, and they actually entered it into CODIS, which is that national DNA database, in 2003, before they reopened it. There were no matches, which is so sad. But at least they're using the DNA and being proactive about it, I think. And I've actually seen really cool things where they find an ancestor and trace it back. And I really hope that happens.
Yeah. How do you know the answer? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. How long is that DNA good for? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if, like, they run it and they save the data to a computer. I mean, in 2003, I would assume at that point they probably had really old computers, but could save it, you know? So I'm not sure. Or you probably only use a certain percentage of the blood, save it. I don't know. You know?
I'm just thinking if it's sitting somewhere, it's probably not good anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point to bring up, but I don't know. So Burke, the brother, there was a documentary that came out by CBS that said, he killed her. And Burke was very upset about it. And
I would be too.
Yeah, Burke actually filed a $750 million lawsuit against CBS for defamation. And kind of understand why, especially.
Yeah.
I get it. He was dying. That was the one I said I buy the most out of all the theories. I mean, the intruder, I buy, like, absolute most, but if we're getting crazy, I kind of get the Burke one. I don't know. But it went on for a while. But
it's just thunder.
I saw lightning, actually, which is funny when you did that. But in 2019, the case, so, like, recently, it's 2021 right now, recently, the case was settled, but they will not release the terms that they were settled on. So
he probably got a shitload of money.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
Someone at CBS done fucked up.
I'm sure. There's two more things I want to touch on. Patsy has actually passed away. She passed away of ovarian cancer in 2006. Really, really sad. I mean, I if anyone didn't have something to do with it, I think it's Patsy, to be honest. And I'm just looking back to see if she was cleared. She wasn't even cleared at that point. So she died she was never named a suspect, but she died not knowing she was fully cleared. And I find that really sad. Because that's your daughter, you know? So one last thing that I wanted to add, there was their landscaper. Their landscaper was the last person to see JonBenet besides the family. And it just made me sad. I don't know.
Flying fuck was their landscaper there on Christmas Day?
No, Hannah, no. That's the crazy thing. His name is Brian Scott. He saw her last on December 10th. There are pictures of JonBenet on Christmas Day, so they do know she was alive Christmas Day. But he is literally the last person besides the family to see her. And what he was doing on December 10th was he was adjusting candy canes along the walkway up to their house. And a blue Suburban picked her up, which, whatever, she still lived at that point. But There are pictures of her on Christmas Day where I haven't seen them, but I've obviously researched it, where it is said she looked like an actual child, and she was in her jammies, her hair was a mess, and she actually got to live her childhood. And that just breaks my heart, I guess, to think. I mean, I'm happy that's her last experience, but I'm also sad to think she probably lived a very controlling childhood. So that's what I have on JonBenet. And, you know, come up with your own conclusions, but that's what I've researched. That's what I've got. And fortunately, it's a sad one, but it's full of mysteries. And hopefully one day especially with the DNA, I think that's a huge jump. Yeah,
that's a huge plus.
I mean, it's been 11 years, but huge jump. Maybe one day, especially with people doing DNA testing kits, which I just did mine, but, and I'm like, super excited.
Like what we were saying, though, it's been, what, 25 years? Mm-hmm. So at this point,
it's tough.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But sorry, milkers. This was kind of a sad one.
I was going to say, this was kind of somber.
This is a very heavy one, I think, for us. But I definitely encourage you to watch her pageant videos and look up pictures and just see what her childhood was like. And then, you know, like, consider everything. It wasn't a childhood. It was unfortunate, and, you know, it just sucks. But look it up. See, you'll see it just how it is. And I hope one day they do catch whoever killed her, whether it's in the house or not. So, yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So sorry, milkers. I think I made everyone sad.
No, well, I'm just terrified of thunder, lightning, storms. Yeah, so I'm like excited. Paranoid right now.
I'm excited because I'm about to fall asleep to it. So
I'm like paranoid.
We're so somber this episode. We're like sad, and it's raining, so it's like,
oh, I'm like freezing cold. I was out in the rain at volleyball.
Oh, that's
so my hair's like soaking wet.
Ooh, not good. Go take a nice hot shower after this, girl. Yeah,
no kidding.
But don't think about sad things. So anyways, milkers, I appreciate you for listening. Honestly, we're looking at, I mean, we're not like huge right now, and we're very aware, but we are looking at, you know, hopefully sometime getting apparel for our big fans. So if you are a big fan of ours, let us know. Follow us at spillthemilk_podcast on Instagram. Message us if you're a big fan. We'll definitely look at sending you merch.
Yeah, and give us suggestions on what you would like to see too, whether it's,
absolutely,
you know, can koozies or baseball hats or t-shirts, absolutely, or something, like anything that you guys think would be interesting that you would be willing to wear or share or whatever, let us know.
For sure. So we appreciate you listening to us. And again, our Instagram is spillthemilk_podcast.
And our Gmail, I believe, is podcast.spillthemilk@gmail.com.
So reach out to us. We're super, like, I think we're more friendly than we should be. That's how you get killed. But anyways, I feel like that's the topic of the night. Anyways, let us know. We're very...
Also, if you have any topics that you want us to cover, please give us different ideas and give us feedback. We want to hear all the different things that you guys want researched. Like, we want to hear all the crazy shit that's going on. We want to tell you all the crazy shit that's going on.
Yes. So I know I can speak for Hannah and myself. We love you and appreciate you to our loyal listeners. And
oh yes, without a doubt.
Thank you for listening today. And hopefully I didn't ruin your whole night or day or whatever. But tune in for the next one. I know Hannah picked a really good topic.
Yes, I'm excited for the next one.
My commentary usually is sassafras. So hopefully I can continue.
Not my frightened, paranoid thunder.
Yeah, my bad. I picked a bad one for Hannah. But anyways,
I'm just love you paranoid guys. Right now.
Love you, milkers. Thank you for being there for us. And yeah, have a great rest of whatever day you got.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.